USA Podcast. I'm your host, Frank Ray, with my co-host, Desiree Solis. What's up, Des?
Hey, how's it going?
Like, so good. So good because I have power. I was out of power for almost, well, for 2 days. I was
Really?
Yes.
Oh, snap.
Yes. And then they told us, when we checked in, they said, oh, it's going to be another day. We were like, this is just brutal. But then it came on that night. So, we won't get into that. But hey, if you're in California, you know what's going on, right? You know, the storms. And
there's stuff falling from the sky. What is it?
Yeah. Anyways, besides that, I'm fabulous. Are you fabulous?
I am. I'm fabulous today. That's Thank great. You very much.
Hey, let's talk about this California Dream for All program. You know, let's chat about this thing.
Yes, a lot of people are talking about it.
They are. It's the big deal, you know.
Everyone's been waiting for it to come back.
Again. Yeah, again. To come back again. Yeah. And the first time that it rolled around, it was, I'm glad that they learned from it. You know, they learned from that go around.
Crazy.
Yeah. And I think it was like 7 days or something like that. And it was all gone.
All of a sudden it was here and it was gone. What do you mean? Where's the money? It's all gone.
Yeah. So, and that really disappointed a lot of people. I had a couple of people that I was working with and they just couldn't get in. We couldn't get it done. And they're like,
You know, we had offers on the table and because the offer didn't get accepted fast enough, or once it did, it was already too late. The funds were gone.
It was gone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It just vanished too fast.
Yeah.
And so, well, you know, now there's new rules.
Then I love it. I want to hear all about these new rules.
Let's okay. Yeah. I'll talk about them.
Yeah. I want to know. I mean, I know some of them. I want to.
Okay. Yeah, well, here we go. Everybody. Here we go. So one of the big changes this time around is it's a lottery.
Yes.
So it's not first come, first serve.
No. Which is a good thing.
It is. It's because there's not that much money. I think it's the same amount of money. You know, mm-hmm. Was it $250 million or something like that? And
it's not very much.
It's not really when you think about it, especially if it's covering a 20% down payment in the state of California. It's
exactly
it's not a lot. Uh-uh. But it's going to help. I think the numbers were, it'll help about, it's not that many, and it could be wrong. So if you're listening, you know better, whoever you are, but I think it's about 1700 deals maybe that are going to get done in the whole state.
Yes. Hey, it's 1700 people that it's going to help, which is great.
Right. You're right. Yeah. But so, first big new rule is, or way or method or the way it's going to go down is lottery. So, you know, you don't know that you're going to get it, but you know, if you do, it's pretty cool. It's a cool product. I mean, if people aren't familiar with it, the way it works is the state of California basically gives you a 20% down payment on the property.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you don't have to pay it back until you sell a house, basically.
Until you sell the house. Yes.
Yeah.
So, now, is it the same situation where it's going to be based off of the equity?
Yeah.
If that's it is, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So they're going to get their, if you do sell a house down the road, they're going to get their money back. So let's say they gave you $50,000, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. They're going to get the money back plus 20% of the equity. Now,
yes.
20% if your income at the time that you got the loan was above 80% of the median income.
Okay.
Now, if it's below 80% of the median income, then you're going to pay back 75% of the 20%. Make sense? So, you know, they get their 50 grand back in this scenario. Let's say there's an extra $10,000 in equity. So we can do simple math, right? Yes. Which I'll probably screw up anyway. Okay. So $10,000. So they get their $50,000 and then they would get 20% of the 10,000. That's the equity that's left over. So $2,000. So they get $52,000.
Yes.
That's if you're at 80% or above, or if you're above 80% of the median income, right? You still have to fit the CalHFA income qualifications too. So you still got to fit all that. So they got their guidelines. But if you're 80% or below, or if you're below 80%, then it's 3/4 of the 20%. So 3/4 of $2,000 in that scenario. So what is that? $1,500, right? Yes. So they'd get, you know, $1,500
plus $1,500. Gotcha.
Correct. Right. Gotcha. So which they have a little.
Fair. Makes sense. I get that.
Yeah, a little wiggle room there. But
you have to pay the interest somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, they're, yeah, nobody's going to do it for free, right?
No.
Very rare do we find that. There are some programs out there. There is an FHA grant program actually out there that you can get the 3.5% down absolutely for free. It just goes away. It's a grant program. Okay. So that's out there. If you don't fit the California dream for all, there's other things.
If you don't win the lottery, yeah, there are other options. Well, that's the thing. That's why, like, I tell all my clients, it's so important to talk to the lender to see what's available, because you don't know unless we talk to you, you know?
Right, yeah.
You guys are a wealth of information.
I got to tell you, I've been called a lot worse things than that. That's for sure. Thank you, Des. You're I appreciate so it. So,
so what else can you tell me about this?
Well, here's the thing. Now they wanted to make it not so easy to qualify for good reason, because they just only have so much money, and they wanted the money to really go to, I like the way they're going with this. They really want to help, you know, underserved communities and, you know, get people into homeownership that normally wouldn't be able to get in. So I applaud the way that they're doing it. But the new caveat that they got now is of course you have to be a first time home buyer. Mm-hmm. Now the CalHAFA version of first time home buyer is you cannot have owned a home basically in the past 3 years. Right. Yes. So then if you have not owned a home in the past 3 years, you're a first time home buyer.
Yes.
So you got to fit that bucket, right? Yes. Or that thing. But now they got a new thing. So if it's a borrower, co-borrower, or a borrower with a spouse, significant other that are buying, they both have to be first time home buyers, but one of them has to be a first generation home buyer.
Okay. So not both of them, just one of them.
Just one of them. Now, if there's only one borrower, I'm assuming that means you got to fit both. First time and first generation.
Yeah.
So, and their definition of first generation basically comes down to, what did it come down to?
Just their parents or grandparents?
It's their parents. After this, if you just get a hold of Des, you want more information, she'll get you connected to me and I'll get it. But basically you have to substantiate that not only, you have to substantiate that you're first generation home buyer. In other words, your parents could not have owned a home, that kind of a thing. Right. And I think there's a 7 year window.
Yeah.
I think there's a 7 year window. Like they cannot have owned a home in the past 7 years is what I believe it is. And, you know, sorry if I'm wrong, but you get the point. This is exactly why you need to get in touch with us so we can go through your scenario and make sure you fit. Right. But you have to be a first generation, which means, you know, your parents cannot have owned a home either. And if you're a couple, one of you has to have that going for you. Or if you're an individual, you have to have both first time and the first generation. There's that piece of it as well. But you can get in, like if you were in the foster care system, they're going to count you in. So if you if you're ever in the foster care world, that would work.
I didn't know that part. That's awesome.
Yeah. So there's just that first generation thing that they've thrown on top of that, which is going to, you know, unfortunately, for some it would be, that's unfortunate for me because I don't fit that. Right.
Yes.
But fortunately for others, it will be that they do fit that. And so,
and that's why it's called like the dream for all, like that American dream, you know, you want to own a home, and if your family or your parents didn't really, you don't have the opportunity to get equity from them too. Like, it makes sense. Like, I get it.
Yeah, it does. You know, they're trying to help a certain demographic of people, and, you know, so at any rate, what else we want to talk about from there? I would just say, here's the bottom line is they're going to open it up for applications.
Yes.
I think it's April 1st.
Okay.
And then if you want to get in to be selected, hopefully be selected in the lottery, you've got 30 days to get your application in.
From April 1st. So you have April 1st, they'll start accepting them. And then that's when the lottery will start within 30 days from that.
After that. Right. Yeah. 30 days after. That's how I understand it. Right. That's what I read. And that's how I understand it. So, yes.
They call you now to get pre-approved, right?
Precisely. Because here we are. This is February, right? March, April's right around the corner. It would be really smart to just start looking at the numbers. Let's make sure we fit the CalHAFA income limits. You know, do we fit into that first generation home buyer bucket? You know, do we fit there? And if you do, well, then great. Get prepared, you know, with you know, just again, give Des a call and we can help get you prepared so that when it's time to submit the application, we're all ready to go. We submit the application and then we're in the lot, you know, then we got to wait for the lottery.
The lotto.
Everyone gets a scratcher, and then if you win, yeah, wouldn't that be cool if they did it that way? Everybody gets mailed a scratcher.
There'd be so much forgery. People would be trying to pass that stuff off.
It'd be so exciting, though, because you'd be like, there's scratchers here.
Like Willy Wonka and the golden ticket would be wrapped up in a chocolate bar.
Yeah, exactly. That would even be better. Right? Yes. Yeah. It comes with a really cool California Dream for All chocolate bar. You take it out. There's a scratcher in there. And you have to get three wins, you know, to win. There's like nine.
And you still have to meet all the other criteria.
And you still, right. But at any rate, yeah, man, it would just be really smart to start looking at this now.
Absolutely.
And just see where you fit. And here's what I want people to know too, Des, is like, even if you don't get in there, if you fit all the criteria and you don't win in the lottery, there's still good stuff out there for you. You know, there really is. Yeah, there's like, for example, my team just put a CalHAFA, just a traditional CalHAFA loan through the system, you know, where they got the down payment. They qualified. It was a nice lady, single lady, single mom, actually put her into a home. And I tell you what, Des, it just sailed through the system. It wasn't like it was some arduous big deal or it just sailed right through. She got in, just closed a couple of weeks ago. She's in there right now. So there's these other programs, man, that you can probably still get into, you know?
Well, we were talking, there's a grant program. I mean, there's a lot. It's just, you're not going to know unless we connect, you know, our clients with you. Buyers need to know that it's so important to connect with the loan officer that actually has knowledge of this stuff. So it's huge. Yeah. Huge.
It is. And it's, And the process is not that big of a deal. It's pretty easy to go through. The other good news is, you know, rates are trying their best to move in our favor.
They're so trying.
Yeah. I know. It's like, all right, here we go. Oh, no. Here we go. Oh, no. Yeah, it's just the way it is. But overall, they're definitely, you know, trying to move in our favor. They are. They have been. And, you know, they're going to continue to move in our favor. So. Or at least that's what the prognosticators say. Don't hold me to that. But you know what I mean?
Get prepared now, because when they do, the market's going to go insane. You might as well. My favorite thing to say, it drives me insane, is you got to have your ducks in a row. Like, no, there's no strings attached. Know what you qualify for. So you're ready to go when something comes up. Like, it makes no sense to me not to be prepared.
Me too. I agree. We agree.
Yes, we do. That's why we talk so well together.
Exactly. We think the same way.
We have the same logic.
Yeah. Do it now. That's our logic. Anyway, but it's true. And we're not, you know, we're tongue in cheek here, just kind of having some fun, but it is true. It's true. You know, get your ducks together, ducks in a row, however you say it. And just make sure where you stand. Maybe you can fit that California dream for all. Maybe, you know, if not, don't panic. There's other things. There's other very cool things that can help you get in, you know, and
absolutely.
I don't know. It's just way more fun to be a homeowner if you can.
Oh my gosh. Why are you paying someone else's mortgage? You pay your own.
Yeah.
We're not meant to rent. Yes.
Right. You know,
own. That's the dream, right?
It's the dream.
The dream. That's the motto right now. Dream for all, to own a home. So.
Oh man. Des,
it's a great program. Thank you for the info.
Yeah, hey, thank you for hanging out and letting me say stuff that's probably halfway right about this program. Probably 80% right, okay, which is pretty good.
It is pretty good. Hey, that's passing.
Yeah. So, Des, the best way for someone to reach you, they're like, gosh darn it, that Frank and that Des, I think I'm going to work with those people, and I want to talk about this California Dream for All, or at least see what else I can do. Best way to reach you, what is it?
They can call me or text me, 209-587-2259. And they can also find me online. Google me or check me out on my socials, Instagram, but definitely call me.
Yeah, Desiree Solis. So there's not a lot of Desiree Solis realtors in the Central Valley.
No, there's not.
You're probably going to find the right one if you do the Google. Yeah, but I would just say the phone is the best, right?
Yes. Phone is the best way to get it.
Yeah, so just give Des a call, 209-587-2259. That's 209-587-2259. She'll talk to you first. If you feel like after that you want to, you know, come on over my direction, we start looking at some numbers, she'll send you my way and we can work with you from there. But there you go. There's our show. What do you think?
I think it's great. Thank you so much.
I think so too.
I think it was good. Great information. Hopefully everyone takes it and listens to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To
And we
get us.
Going. To yeah. us and get it going. It's
and
huge.
Get it going. Yeah. All yes. right. Good enough. We'll get out of here. We'll see you guys next time on the Buy and Sell Real Estate Podcast with myself, Frank Gray, and Desiree Solis from the Central Valley. You guys have a great one. Catch me.